You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Colasaro and the Fat Babies on Rivermont. What a heavenly dream. No, I'm the heavenly dream. What a Heavenly Dream is the album, and that also is available on a vinyl disc, so you can play it on your phonograph. And you should, in fact. It's very, very nice indeed. It's clear vinyl. But if you wish to get the CD, that's available with the album. So you get both. You can't go wrong there. Ain't You Got Music, 2012. And that is such a good group. You've got Andy Shum in there. Oh, you've got John Otto, bow sample, string bass, Paul Asaro, piano and vocal. Channeling Fats, definitely. Jake Sanders on guitar and Alex Hall on drums. Great group. And, yeah, would you buy that? Just do it, please. Ain't You Got Music? That's how I feel most days. I do have that. So I'm not ready for the river, and the river certainly isn't ready for me. And in fact, I think the EPA would object. This is Radiola, and I'm not going to try to annoy them or any other federal agency. And I'm Andy Senior, and I respect authority when it's respectable, but that hasn't happened yet. Mike Bernard, I thought I played this a while ago on a show, but actually I played the flip side. But this is, in fact, the right recording, and so I'm going to play it this week. They were all out of step but Jim, and yes, and so am I. 1918. Frank Westfall and his orchestra, another one of those jazz-oriented groups from the early 20s that has somehow been forgotten, unrightfully so, if that's a word. Forgetful Blues, 1923, and I wish I could forget. That's my problem. I remember everything. Oh, Sister, Ain't That Hot on Rivermont. Please buy that, too, would you? Rivermont, BSW 1158. And these will be all linked. So if you're on my playlist blog or if you get my playlists via email, and there are instructions how to do that on the blog, by all means, you'll find that. And you'll be ordering these up soon. Boyd Center on Banner. This was probably recorded for Paramount or some such label. Banner issued it a little later on. The St. Louis Blues, 1925. I think it says electrically recorded on the label, although I don't think so. It's not badly recorded, but it's certainly got acoustic qualities to it. Mike Bernard, pioneer ragtime pianist and recorder of ragtime. They were all out of step at Jim, 1918, on Columbia. Yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying not to state the obvious, so I'm understating the obvious. And the obvious is, well, I'm obviously back with a show. I think that's the obvious, and I'm going to understate that. A few selections I might have played for a New Year's Eve show, but I don't think anybody's heard that in a while. So I felt it was necessary to bring them back. A couple of British ones here too. The DeBroy Summers Band with Dan Donovan on the vocal, 1931 on English Columbia. Them Their Eyes.
With you the first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel happy, they make me blue. No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. from nowhere, the night that we met was like a melodious plea. Sweet moon song, that wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon song, that wasn't meant for me. It came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. And I heard her singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon song, that wasn't meant for me.
Freddie Martin's orchestra. Then there's Freddie in there, and Lois Elliman on the vocal. In 1933, this, I believe, is the first recording of this tune. April in Paris, Vernon Duke, and lovely, lovely tune, of course. Classic. Sometimes I like to play stuff that people don't recognize, but occasionally I throw in something just so you know that I'm still on this planet. A Liberty Music Shop label, that was a hard one to find, but I'm glad I have that. Oscar Rabin, that's how I pronounce it. Romany Band, Sam Brown on the vocal on Sterno. Moonsong, 1933. Sterno, what a name for a label. Oh, my goodness. That's a hot record. DeBroy Summers Band, Dan Donovan on the vocal. Them Their Eyes, 1931. English Columbia. And, yes, I've played those before, and I think the next set will also indicate these are being recycled. I'm getting a whole bunch of new records in, by the way, so you'll hear some fresh things on the show. But I felt that it wouldn't run amiss to play these things, which I myself have forgotten for many times that I played. And this is Radiola, and we forget sometimes what we've played, and we hope others do so we can play them again, and we can all enjoy them together for the first time, for the second time. And I'm Andy Sr., and I don't know what the heck I just said. Helen Morgan, 1934, It's Home on Brunswick.
And there's a welcome on every smiling face. It's home where your cares are made lighter. My loved one, you never can replace. It's the goal in the of every wanderer, to be there is the prayer of all who roam. It's home where the handshake is tighter, that heaven on earth that we call.
Bing, 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 bing I know where scandal mongers, a low down evil skirt. They call her Dirty Daisy. Boy, how she can descend dirt. She works down in Joe's lunchroom. She waits on tables there. And while she dishes at hash out, she dishes dirt for fair.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now when you come in for pork chops or oysters that are fried, you're gonna get more than pork chops. You'll get some dirt besides. She pans your next door neighbor and makes you think it's true. And when your neighbor comes in there, she starts in panning you. Blab, blab, blab.
Blab, blab, blab.
Blab, blab, blab. Stressed out there on the floor, with dishes all around her, she won't be dirt no more. Now the moral of this story, only this, my friend, if you dish dirt while you living, they'll dish dirt on you in the end. Lab, lab. Lab, lab, lab.
Well,
Jenny Howard, known, I believe, is the poor man's Gracie Fields, and she certainly sounds like Gracie Fields, sang a lot of his songs. Edison Bell winner, and I was able to kind of figure out this was recorded in 1932, so we'll go with that. Looking on the Bright Side, which we, of course, are, for the most part. Actually, for a change, we're looking on the bright side. What do you mean, for the most part? That's why we haven't been around, if you get my meaning. But we're not going to... we're understating the obvious there. The Mills Brothers, Dirt Dishin' Daisy, 1932. And I'd love to play that every week. There are just some people I know like that who could, I'd like to... Could use a little sand in their eyes, if you know what I mean. 1932 on Melotone, and Helen Morgan, It's Home, 1934, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. Just glad to be here and to have some records for you and try to keep it going a while here, yes. More things coming in soon, assuming the check clears, but we will get some more records in forthwith. But here's a great band that I don't play nearly enough, Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, 1933, great sessions that year, Foot Scuffle on Jazz Oracle. That's one you should buy, too. Paul Whiteman's Bouncing Brass, I Found a New Baby, 1939. And, yes, that was when Paul Whiteman was trying to do some stuff with swing and attempting to make some headway in the swing era after being symphonic for so long. He wanted to get a little in on that action, and succeeded to an extent. Before that, on Decca, and this was all that was on Decca. On Decca from 1938, Honey Hill, Boogie Woogie. And that's certainly not understating the obvious. 1938, yes, on Honey Hill. I don't know who she is, but that's a good record. Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, 1933, Foot Scuffle. That's on the Jazz Oracle CD, which I don't have the number of, but I will link to that again, and you will find it on the Jazz Oracle site. If you go to my blog, you can look at their whole catalog, and you should. If you've got money to spend on CDs, this is just, you know, unburden it, would you? Disperse. This is Radiola, and I do beat the drum for the companies that reissue this music, because it's very important to support them. But this is a couple of things up from Shellac on my own collection, of course. Gene Cardos, Pat Henry on the vocal in 1937, a song you don't hear often enough. It's a rather nice one. Half Moon on the Hudson.
Thank you.
John Kirby and his orchestra, Opus 5, which is a Chopin, arranged by Charlie Shavers, 1939. I think he was in there. Great, great group. And the original doesn't sound much like that. I don't know where, it's really hard to compare them. But, I, again, as I always suggest, people should listen to classical music occasionally, because that's what jazz musicians used to listen to, and that's why they were so good, and not just why, not the only reason why, but you have to know music, and it's good to know where I'm coming from too occasionally. Yep, John Kirby. Before that, Gene Cardos, Pat Henry on the vocal, Half Moon on the Hudson, 1937. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I hope you've enjoyed what I've had here, and I'll have more soon, and Radiola will be around again before too long, with any luck. Here's Jan Garber and his orchestra, Lee Bennett on the vocal, 1933, nice hi-fi job, oh yes, and so, goodbye. Thank you.
it is fated that we must part, and so goodbye. No, please don't cry. Remember that we shared a love, divine dear, though it could never be yours and mine without goodbye. Oh, Lord, how I'll yearn when you're not near to me. Where shall I turn for one so dear to me, dear to me? So goodbye. If it's forever or just a while, dear, let us depart with a tear, a smile, and so goodbye.